Hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, thrilled and delighted to be your host again today. And you know, we have a commitment here every week on Advanced Living Radio: add value. And there's a guiding light that helps to keep us on path. It's a daily prayer I'll share with you and invite you, of course, to make up your own, something that inspires you, that really has juice in it for you to add some real energy to your life. My daily prayer goes like this: Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience a vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time, with the least intrusion into their lives, so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes, a mighty, mighty goal it is. And we might as well have a big one, because a dear friend of mine who had a very dry sense of humor said, in goal setting, it's better to shoot for the moon and miss it than shoot at a skunk and hit it. So, folks, you know, go for something big and beautiful. And as we get into our show today, we're in for a big treat. Before we begin that, just a quick reminder, please check out the sponsor of our show. Go to advancedlivingcomfort.com and you'll be in for a real treat. How would you like to be able to instantly create a better natural energy in your room, in your office, in your car, to help support you, to reduce stress, to just help you think clearer, to get better sleep at night, to just so many... Well, that's available with the Comfort technology. It is a Clark Kent clock with superpowers. It looks like an ordinary digital clock, so when you plug it in, no one would think anything more than there's a digital clock. But it's got an advanced technology added to it, so when it's plugged in, it creates an energy shift. And the simplest way to understand it would be like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room. A pure, loving energy that harmonizes, that uplifts, and helps to counteract the terrible stress of our high-tech electric world, with the computers and the cell phone and the Wi-Fi and the smart meters and just on and on. Not nice stuff at all. For more details, check it out, advancedlivingcomfort.com, and there is a 70% off sale for a short time more. So check it out. Now, coming into this, we just spoke about a way to relieve some stress. Well, as we know, in our modern world, oh, have we got stress? Oh, my gosh, practically everyone's got way too much stress, and there's tension and fear going on, and about all kinds of stuff, financial, global crisis, climate change, government collapse, religious institutions going through all kinds of stuff. I mean, amazing, amazing lot of stuff going on. And what are we going to do? I mean, because this is intense, and there's some people that have gone through some terrible, terrible stuff. And the folks out there thinking, well, gosh, what if it got really crazy, and what if I had to defend myself? And there's a lot of folks, like myself, not experts in fighting. What are we going to do in some situation like that? I mean, you know, I thought of, well, why don't I just donate myself to science, you know, but then you got to take the time for the forms, and there may not be time to fill those out. So what we've got to do is say, what if Advanced Living Radio had the absolute perfect guest to answer your question for fast defense? Yes. And that's what we've got today for you. Get ready to free yourself of some of the biggest worries you've ever had and learn how to do it and meet some amazing people on the way to doing that. Let me introduce you first to Bill and then to Deborah. Let's do Deborah first, because we're going to do the gentlemanly thing. And let me introduce Deborah and Bill, husband and wife team, and Deborah Thomas. She is the CEO of their company called Fast Defense, and she's a certified personal trainer with 25 years' experience in the health industry, and she's an advanced certified self-defense instructor that is specializing, dear to her heart, of course, as a woman, is helping other women to overcome trauma. And so she has conducted safety and empowerment seminars for people of all ages across the world. Women, men, boys, girls, you name it. And she has founded the innovative 90-day life coaching program. And it's a woman's epic journey. And get ready for this. Talk about something comprehensive. A woman's 90-day coaching program, a woman's epic journey that combines fitness, goal setting, environmental activism, assertive communication, and more to help women take charge of their lives and become the extraordinary people that are absolutely there lurking within them. Her passion in life is to change the world by empowering people to feel safe and overcome their perceived self-limitations. And this handsome man in her life, Mr. Bill Kipp, oh my gosh, 20 years of teaching this highly specialized training, and he's logged over 50,000 live, and they call them adrenal stress scenarios, and he'll explain that as later on. So get ready to make sense out of that term if you don't know already. He's done this with students ranging from children, teens, moms, dads, with no previous training. Yes. That the part, if you've ever seen in the old magazine, the old days where the bully kicked sand in the kid's face. Okay, well, if you were the kid that got sand kicked on him, this is exactly right for you. And Bill, his background, it's just amazing. And this training, it's been for a whole range of these people, all the way to martial arts experts and professional fighters. Now, some of his background, okay, what's Bill done? Well, he served 3 West PAC deployments, a military term, with the elite 3rd Marine Recon teams. So, I mean, it takes a whole lot to be a Marine, right? And then when it gets to the point where he was at, I mean, it's like there's the proud and the few, and then there's the very, 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 very few that get to the point that he did. And then in his 3rd time with this group, he was their recon team leader. So, I mean, it's like the best of the best. If you saw the movie Top Gun, well, he didn't do this in an airplane, folks. He did it on the ground, interacting with other folks, and he can explain some of that as well, too. He's a fifth-degree black belt with 31 years in martial arts. He's lived in Asia, where he worked as a movie stuntman, yeah, doing the tough stuff. He was a bouncer, a bodyguard, and his unique talents and methodologies have drawn corporations such as Lucent Technology, Lockheed Martin, MCI, and many more to contract him to teach self-defense, team building, and conflict resolution training for management and employees. And in the process, he's authored several DVDs and books on self-defense. So let's welcome our wonderful guests, Bill and Deborah. Hello, hello.
Hello. It's great to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure indeed.
Wow, what a treat. Let's get right into this. The name of your work is called Fast Defense. So would you help us to get a little more understanding about that, please?
Yeah, Ken, I guess I'll take the ball and go with it. FAST Defense is an acronym for Fear Adrenal Stress Training, although we like to say it's more Fun Assertiveness Survival Training. Now, the program is predicated on the fact that when we get into a stressful situation, we're going to have an innate survival response. The fear adrenal stress response is going to come up because it's supposed to. The problem is that without proper training, oftentimes that natural survival response works against us instead of for us. So what Fast Defense does is it allows people to deal with the stress and the fear and the adrenal response, which is on a biochemical and emotional level, that comes up, and learn how to find a creative and successful solution to whatever situation we're facing.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, is there a little bit more? I gave an overview of your backgrounds, but I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to help share, because something interesting, I'm guessing, might have led you to get into this type of work, because both of you, here you are doing this for, 20-plus years each.
Yeah, I can jump in and start for that. I was introduced to this program about 20-some years ago. I was able to take it as a weekend intensive for women, and it's changed my life. In one weekend, I had been doing a lot of therapy and came to a point in my life where I had to make some extreme decisions to change my life, to save my life. And so this program was available, and it gave me the ability to live my life the way that I want to live it every day now. My background is a little bit about losing my power as a little girl. I was sexually abused a lot as a little girl, and then at 17, ended up getting raped at knife point and kept having bad things happen to me my whole life, and didn't realize the incredible amount of passivity I had in my life and why I was drawing all this negative stuff into my life. Years later, I ended up in an 18-year domestic violent relationship. So in order to get out of that, I realized I had to do something pretty drastic, and that's when I took this program. And it gave me my power back, it gave me the right to say no, and it taught me how to live my life the way I want to. So for me, this saved my life, and it also makes me passionate about it to want to give it to every person, man, woman, and child in the world.
Wow, that's great. Thank you, Deborah. And how about you, Bill?
Well, yeah, Ken, my background was very similar. I experienced a loss of power and control very early in my life. I was very badly bullied to the point where they would literally beat me to where I'd black out. And this happened for a number of years, and the end result of that was that at a very young age, I was hardwired to have this absolute terror of conflict. So unbeknownst to me, or unwittingly, my life became this long journey to try to eradicate the evil villain of fear that was with me every single day. So I started to become very athletic. I was good in sports, was captain of my lacrosse team, took up martial arts at a young age, and was very adept. I could do all these fancy moves and all. But still, I had this hardwired fear so that even if I was standing next to someone having a verbal altercation, my knees would start shaking, I'd get that rapid breathing, my face would get flushed and queasy stomach, and you know, all that adrenaline and fear would come flooding back. Now, I realize now that it was post-traumatic stress, but back then, all I knew was that, you know, fear was really a very strong impediment to my joyful living. So I ended up joining the Marine Corps, and, you know, even though I had some of the best training in the world, I still had this hardwired training. Well, there was an incident where I was out with a fellow Marine, and we were accosted by six other guys, and all of a sudden the fight was on. Right away, I wish I could say that I went into all kinds of Bruce Lee moves, but I froze right in the moment. And all that fear and trauma from my abusers just came flooding back despite all this incredible training that I had. Well, at one point I was able to get outside of the fight and I could have run for it. And the truth was, with all my heart and being, I wanted to run. But then I looked and I realized the reason I was outside of the fight was that they were focusing all their attention on my friend and they had him in the corner and they were really hurting him badly. So I had one of those life choices. Do I run or do I jump in and help my friend? And that's what I decided to do. All of a sudden, in that flash of that decision to help my friend, everything changed. All the negative effects of adrenaline, all the freezing and the cloudiness and all that craziness, it transformed into just this really ticked off fury, and I had incredible focus, I had incredible strength, and I was able to really take care of the situation pretty well. Now, the police ended up showing up shortly thereafter and broke up the whole thing. But what I learned in that moment was that the fear and the adrenaline that I've been running from my whole life actually can be my best friend in the whole world. And so, you know, it was a number of years after that incident that I moved to Colorado, and I was introduced to a program back then was called Model Mugging. And it was known in quite a few places. And I saw this technology, and it was a technology that taught people how to engineer a successful response just as I had done through happenstance. That it taught people first awareness skills and verbal skills, how not to get into a physical fight. I thought, holy cow, what a concept. Nobody ever taught me that. And then, you know, if that should fail, and usually it doesn't, then they taught very simple techniques, but most importantly, they taught how to flip that switch and use the adrenaline to be your jet fuel to fight for your life if you should ever need it. So I got involved with an instructor, and over the years I've modified it, and now Fast Defense is the latest evolution in this technology that really has changed hundreds of thousands of lives around the world.
Wow, that's amazing. And so we just kind of call it FAST for short, I guess?
Yeah, the concept there was back in the model mugging days, we would teach the course in 30 to 40-hour sessions, and it was very expensive and took a lot of time. Well, I guess my forte is I like to look at the essence of things and really simplify and see how can we make this more accessible to people than ever before, and that's where I remodularized the old program into these shorter fast defense modules. So now each module is about 2.5 to 3 hours, and it's just much easier and much more accessible for people to come and experience.
Wow. Wow, and so you can do a little bit of bragging, especially, I don't know if you want to take this, Deborah, I'm understanding that your program, FAST, was awarded the best women's self-defense program in the industry by Black Belt Magazine. Would you comment on that?
Yeah, we were very proud of that. We were in Vegas and got a big award, and it was an amazing, amazing time. You know, and the sad thing is that we do teach it to children and to men also, and the problem is that we need to get it out to everybody, and they were only recognizing it as a women's program, and yet it really is powerful for men, women, and children. So even though we were completely honored to have that award, it was a little bit on recognizing the women only, and that was a little bit wrong, but that was okay.
Sure. Yeah, and between the two of you, what comments do you have? Because there's so many things out there, diverse backgrounds, martial arts, this, that, the other. I mean, do this for self-defense, do that. Can you highlight some of the things that you think are the key points that we should know about what makes FAST defense different from other programs?
Yeah, that's a really good question, which we get quite a lot. I would say, you know, my elevator speech is that, again, what we teach people how to do is deal with the adrenaline and stress of a situation from a low-level verbal altercation all the way to a full-contact assault. And the primary way that we do that is we address what we call the ABCs of self-defense. Most self-defense is predicated on the physical part, which we would call the C or the combatives portion of self-defense, which means, you know, if somebody attacks you this way, you want to defend yourself with this technique or that technique or this technique. And what we find is that there's actually a whole lot more to self-defense, and that in having good awareness skills. And when I say awareness, that's the A of our ABCs. We go into awareness, of course, of, you know, don't be in the wrong place at the wrong time, watch for other people, watch for dangerous situations and try to avoid that. But also, I think we're one of the few programs in the world that go into internal awareness of, we want to be aware of how we're communicating. We've done a lot of studies, gone into prisons and interviewed these convicted felons to determine what do they look for. And just like a lion going hunting, they're looking for the easy victim, the small, the sick, the someone who's not going to fight back or give them a challenge. Well, so it is with human predators. So we need to understand the predator-prey relationship so that we don't communicate in a way that might draw the predators to us. We also go into awareness of the dynamics of the adrenaline fear rush. I know for me, it was a mystery. It was a negative thing, and I never understood it. Well, now I understand that all the fear and adrenaline that I had growing up was an important part of my survival response. So, you know, we want to acknowledge it and accept it as the force that it's going to be there. So let's learn how to work with it instead of it working against us. So we work quite a bit on awareness. Also, a big thing we cover is some of the social conditioning that we have as women and as men. The point being, when we're in a confrontation, we're not just dealing with the other person, but we're dealing with a whole array of internal phenomena on an emotional, on a psychological, and on a biochemical level. So we want to be aware of all this stuff so that when it comes up, we can control it instead of it controlling us. Then for our next part, we go into the B, which is the boundaries. Hands down, categorically, the most important self-defense skill we can have is our ability to talk our way out of a situation. Certainly there are things like random attacks where someone ambushes us or sucker punches us or something like that, but the vast majority of altercations start off with some sort of verbal altercation. And if we can learn how to deal with that skillfully, we can keep, in my estimation, well over 90% of situations from ever becoming physically violent. And these are two components that really most self-defense programs don't address at all. And then finally, for the C, which is the combatives, I like to say core confidence. We teach the students very simple skills that, you know, anyone can potentially apply against someone bigger and stronger than you. It's not about big muscles or being in great shape. It's really a course for anyone. But most importantly, we teach people, as we mentioned, how to flip that switch and use their adrenaline as their jet fuel to fight for their life if, God forbid, they ever need to.
Wow. And so when we're thinking, okay, well, who is this for? Is there anyone that really couldn't be benefiting from what you've got to offer?
No, it really is an important tool for everybody to learn, because on a daily basis, what takes us out of the knees in life is conflict. People hate to have a conflict or a problem with somebody else, and they just don't know how to deal with it appropriately, and that's what takes us out. That's what stops us from living our lives the way we want to live, is the day-to-day stuff that we get into. It's not somebody randomly attacking you on the street or something like that. It's that constant belittling of somebody else, or a bully, kind of, you know, your boss could be a bully, anybody can be a bully, and we live that every day. And if you don't really know how to handle it in a low-level situation, you're never going to be able to handle it in a bigger situation very well either. So this program is so powerful because it helps people learn how to live life the way they want to live it and not the way that they are conditioned to live.
Wow. I'm just sitting here in really thinking to myself, my gosh, the vast potential. I mean, if you did nothing more than what you were talking about there and this thing with the boundaries, this is an area people spend a huge amount of time in therapy, years and years, 10, 20, 30,000, I mean, who knows how much. They're in situations, it can be family situations, where they're not getting along with someone, but they're not expressing themselves, and all these things festering, and it doesn't get better when it doesn't get expressed, but if people don't have the skills, and now you're helping us to realize that, my gosh, in a few hours' time, we can begin to open a door that has amazing impact, not just for self-defense, but for the quality of our life in our family and our work setting. Wow, that's got to put a grin on your face.
Absolutely, it is. That's the meat and potatoes of our program, is to really help people learn conflict resolution.
Wow.
You know, just to put it into a direct context, Ken, the number one fear, as I heard it related recently, I'm not sure the source, is not it's not dying, it's not public speaking, but it's the fear of interpersonal conflict. And if you think about that, I mean, we all experience that every single day. And just to give you some hard numbers, I read a report that said $300 billion were lost last year in corporate America due to stress induced by this internal conflict where people, you know, they're afraid to confront Johnny for not making a deadline or Susie for using too many copies or whatever. And people have these conflicts coming up. They're not dealing with it. And they're, you know, rather than just dealing with the situation effectively and straightforward, they hide from it, then it festers and it causes sickness. And I mean, you know, and that's just at the workplace. It's just as you mentioned, it happens at home, it happens at play, it happens across the board. So these are really, they're universal concepts that can help people in a myriad of ways.
Wow. And I love with your acronym FAST, it's like, yes, this is not years of coaching and years of therapy. I mean, people go through that, and you have been able, with your fabulous skills, to distill things down into a few hours of getting some important key items that could take people months, years to try to get, and may not even get in months or years, as many people striving. I know that would apply to me, and I've taken your training, and I am just so impressed. Now, you made mention about physical conditioning, because we're talking about that at some point the potential of combat or turning into physical violence. Would you go into that a little bit more? Because the little guy that gets sand kicked in him because he's a 90-pound weakling.
Yeah, well, that's a big misnomer. I think we have to re-educate people a lot as to the physical parts, because there's so much other information, kind of, there's some bad examples of what really happens in a real world fight or altercation. And by looking at the movies and see these movie stars doing all these crazy things, and sure, people want to do that, but it's really not feasible. And the point is, it's not really necessary. The analogy I like to make is that teaching someone to physically defend themselves is teaching them how to be like a cat, and that's on two levels. One, if that cat's cornered by a dog and the cat runs out of the corner, it elicits the predator-prey response and the dog chases it. However, if that small cat turns towards that big dog, raises its hackles, puts out its claws, and really gets fierce hiss, that dog is usually going to back away. Well, so it is with the human dogs. And then for the physical aspect, what I like to tell people is that we're going to teach you very simple skills, but what you're going to do if you ever have to fight, first, we do whatever we can to not fight. And usually you can avoid it if you have the right tactics. But if you have to fight, become like a cat who doesn't want to be held. Now just get a visual of that and think, who wins that battle every single time? And that cat's not thinking, okay, I'm going to apply claw number 3 on pressure point number 48. It's not thinking that. It's saying, listen, you better let go of me or I'm going to rip your arms off. And that's what we can teach people how to do in a very short amount of time. Again, we're not focusing on elaborate techniques that take years and years to master. We're giving them very simple, simple responses. But most importantly, through our step-by-step scenario-based training, we teach them how to flip that switch and, again, just become like a cat who doesn't want to be held. And that's a force to be reckoned with. And then if you add to that the natural predator-prey response, that most predators are looking for the easy victim. So, and I've interviewed these convicted felons right there in the prison. They say, if my intended victim even makes direct eye contact with me, oftentimes that's enough for me to leave them alone. So they're not looking for a fight in the first place. And if you come back with the ferocity of that cat who doesn't want to be held, chances are you're going to prevail pretty well.
Okay. Well, that's huge to know, because that is not the stuff that we typically hear. This is such a breakthrough that you've pulled together. No wonder you're popular in major corporations and groups all over the world. This is huge, Bill. There's a subject that you refer to, the power of intuition. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I'm going to let my wife address that, because I think women are absolute masters of intuition. We all have intuition, but women, I think, are much better at listening to their intuition than we men do. So, honey?
Yeah, we actually spend quite a bit of time on doing role-playing to help people find that spot in their body where they feel that intuition. We put them through a scenario where they can actually close their eyes and get in contact with that feeling, and that feeling is so important because for me, even as a little girl, I was just taught to shut down. And so to not trust my intuition, everything in my intuition was saying this is wrong and everything else, but everybody that was hurting me was trying to tell me that it was acceptable. And so for me, I learned to not take care of myself and to trust my intuition because it had, you know, I believed it wasn't right. So if you trust yourself and you trust your intuition, you will always be taken care of. Just like any time, there's an amazing book out there in the world called The Gift of Fear by Gavin DeBecker. He talks a lot about intuition. And what happens is when you're in a situation, there isn't any time that something has gone wrong for somebody, the first thing they say is, I got a really bad feeling, but I didn't listen to it or I didn't respond to it. And lo and behold, it happens into something worse and worse and worse that can actually make your life a lot more difficult for the rest of your life. So learning to find your intuition, trust it, and know that it's there to protect you is what the most important thing is. So we do spend a lot of time on trusting your intuition and finding that in your body and believing that it's there to help you.
Wow. Wow. So we can don't have to, like, have years of meditation practice or get the a special name from a guru to connect to your intuition?
No, and you don't. And everybody's intuition is going to be different depending on their upbringing and what they've experienced in their life. And it doesn't mean they're wrong because they're getting triggered by somebody that maybe you're not getting triggered by. It's just that that's their conditioning and that's what they've been, you know, programmed to think is good or bad. So everybody's intuition is going to be a little bit different, but it's there to take care of you and protect you.
Wow. Wow. And to be able to connect with something that has gone on for us, but we haven't noticed it. And I mean, golly, that's like wandering around in a maze in the dark, and it's hurting a lot, and then being able to be guided to turn on the light switch, and all of a sudden you can navigate, and here you are helping us to connect to that important part within us. Mm-hmm. And to do that in your training. This is huge. Wow. Thank you. Now,
thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm just sitting here, you know, as this goes on, I'm going, yeah, that is okay. I mean, because I've already done the training and just even thinking about it again and how good it's been for me and what it means to others, this is like, wow. So now help me to, because so many folks, you two came from some pretty abusive backgrounds, and sadly, in our world, this authority, this dominance, submission, all this kind of stuff, there's just a huge amount, and there's been so many folks been victimized in one way or another. Can this really, I mean, is someone that's been brutalized and really gone through terrible stuff in a few hours, can you actually help them?
Yeah, that's a really good point. The, you know, back in the days of model mugging, we became very well known for almost having miraculous results to help people overcome the post-traumatic stress of some sort of victimization or another. We even had some world-famous kidnapped victims, multiple rape victims sent to us so that they could work through that. Now, that was in an intensive weekend format where we're able to go very deeply into the issues. With the FAST format, again, it's more designed for everybody, but you know, all of us have had some sort of trauma at some point in our lives or a situation where something didn't go well. And like it or not, that's locked in our bodies. And even in the short FAST format, we are able to allow people to go back into that dark place and rewrite a new ending, a new empowered and conscious ending, and overcome the negative effects of perhaps freezing, or there are two examples are two extremes of how people make mistakes. They either freeze up and they're victimized, or there's the other example where people go too far. The case of Rodney King is very famous for the police officers, you know, where people flip that switch and they can't turn it back off. So when people learn how to, again, accept and embrace their fears and their adrenaline and then learn how to control it, it's an incredibly liberating experience, especially for people who have been traumatized. Again, they're able to rewrite new endings and really understand, I think, in a very compassionate, loving way, understand why they may have made a mistake. And, you know, and to do that in a non-judgmental way, no one ever taught us this stuff as much as we should have been taught. And then to, you know, to understand how they can, they could do it differently in the future. And then again, in the process, through NLP and a lot of pretty cool technologies, they're literally getting in at a subconscious level and cleaning house. And I think the biggest effect of this is that we're able to release or reduce the force fields that we tend to build up, the layers of the onion, however you want to put it. They're able to relax that energy because at a deep sense they know, worst case scenario, they can fight for their life if they need to. And then that allows them to kind of deconstruct those artificial walls that we do to try to protect ourselves and then put all that extra energy into living the life that they want.
Wow. And then I'm wondering, because you made mention that so much can happen, I want that people to be aware of. Is there stuff that you do beyond this first this one evening for a few hours?
Yes, what you experienced is the core level, of the foundational level where we cover the ABCs, the awareness, the verbal boundaries, and then we introduce them to the physical. Once they've got that under them, then we can really go fun and explore some of the more complicated or severe situations. We have brown fighting. You know, many women who have been accosted have been accosted on the ground, and it's very liberating for women to learn how to protect themselves from what would be considered a vulnerable, helpless position and reverse that into an incredible sense of power. We also deal with armed assailants, someone coming at you with a weapon and how to dispatch them. We deal with multiple attackers. We've even dealt with multiple armed attackers. So the sky's the limit. I think that the beauty of this technology is that it works not only for self-defense, but I've also gone in and worked with the Air Force for pre-deployment to help these young guys and gals learn how to deal with the adrenaline stress so that they know how they're going to respond rather than not knowing until they're actually in the heat of the battle. And then we also use it for when they come back, and this is something we're just starting to really get a handle on, for the post-traumatic stress. You know, so many of our young soldiers and military people are coming back from the horrors of the very different type of warfare they're having to experience over there. And we're using this same technology to help them decompress and deal with the post-traumatic stress in a very, you know, a very loving way, but also in a way that they're willing to take. In other words, you know, not many of these troops, these hardened Marines or Army guys, are going to come back and want to sit on a couch and do therapy, even though that's really what they need. But it's a way to get them in and give them the therapy they need, and to do it in a fairly short amount of time.
Wow. That is so huge. What's so exciting to me, we could talk about therapeutic processes, and most of the time it's involving some form of sitting on a couch or sitting in a chair or just talking through some things. And while there can be value to that, I know I've studied a number of good techniques in that area, what I so love about your work is that it is engaging a person fully in all, you know, physical and the sound and just the emotion of everything. You bring it all together in such a focused way.
Yeah.
For me, the therapy is actually what helped me to be able to take this program. I had done several years of therapy, and I needed to have that part of it prior to going into this program for me to be successful. So I think that there's a time and a place for everything out there, and just knowing that there's another level that they can go to if they need to. For me, it was finding my power and allowing myself physically to be able to use my voice, to say no, which was something I was had taught, been taught for many years to just shut up and take it. For me, that all had to happen. The therapy had to happen before I was able to be strong enough to go into this kind of program. So, you know, when we talked about, you know, working with women of extreme abuse or men of extreme abuse and stuff, they do need to do some work prior to this, because you could technically almost what we call re-victimize them if they're not in a place where they're safe to do this. So we always make sure that people are in a safe place mentally and physically before they ever come into our program, so that they get the correct response and the correct healing that they need. But the therapy part of it is a big part of working with us too.
Wow. Now, talking about these things, it kind of makes me wonder, does this course actually make you fearless?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it does not. And that's a really good thing, because, again, we wouldn't be alive today as a species if we didn't have fear to help us gear up and respond to a situation when we need it. So what it really does is, I think it normalizes fear. It demystifies us, because, you know, we have so much, no one ever teaches us how we should deal with fear in a straightforward way. Although I should say, like you said, people spend billions of dollars probably every year in self-help programs to try to learn this stuff. But, you know, the program is really about, again, accepting that fear is going to come up. And then that allows us the opportunity to learn how to work with it, and so what we find is that people, you know, they still have the good healthy fear, but their relationship to that fear changes substantially, just like the fear of fear itself. Well, that's essentially what we're helping clean up, so that people can deal with the situation, have the fear is going to come up, and then still deal with the situation in a creative and effective way. And then, if need be, even use that fear as the source of power that it was given to us to use.
Wow! I'm sitting here thinking to myself, it seems like this could fit so many places. I don't know if you're finding this helpful for people in athletics, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we've done some work with sports teams, and to teach them how to deal with the nervousness and the aggression also that exists. And there's a lot more aggression out there than most of us realize when they're playing. But yeah, to overcome the nerves and again, how to focus in whatever situation you're in, how to focus all that nervous energy into a positive outlet so that you can be more effective, increase your performance, and certainly increase your happiness.
Yeah. See, and I like your metaphor that you were mentioning earlier, like about being the cat that doesn't want to be held. One of the things that's interesting is, my observations of cats, once they accomplish their goal of being set free, I mean, they may access some of this, like you talk about this adrenal, with the fangs and the hair and the everything like that to get free, but they're able to turn on and off this once they're down. They're not running around and scratching everything in sight for weeks on end. And so, you know, this to me is an important piece that you talk about, would you, that you can help us to learn how to not only get into this place that can protect us, but then to get out of it when we need to.
Exactly, so that you're simply dealing with the situation effectively on whatever level you need to at that particular moment.
Yeah. See, to me, that's that other part of it, so that we can see, wow, these, like some of these football players, they can be intense on the field, and then you see them while they're at home and they're holding a baby. They're not in that same state that they are in the midst of a play on a football field 24/7.
Officers are the same way, you know. Police, you think about a police officer, their daily lives and what they go through, and then they come home and they're the family man and taking care of their kids, and they have to be able to learn to switch it on and off as needed.
Yeah, and,
right on,
and this isn't
right
taught
the,
to these people, is it?
Say
normally?
Again?
I mean, what I'm thinking is, here you have this class, thank God, because I don't know, I haven't been through police training or military training, but to me, it seems like you're bringing an incredible point forward of being able to not only access this as a resource, so we don't have to worry about being afraid. We can use that to our advantage, and then we can step out of it after we don't need to use it anymore, so we're not running around destroying everything in sight.
Exactly. And that's, again, learning how to flip it on and off. The science of adrenal stress training works on three levels. One, we teach people how to control the adrenaline when they're still in a negotiation stage, if you will, so that they can, rather than knee-jerk it into an emotional knee-jerk response that could make it go wrong, how to stay calm and cool in the midst of having the fear there. It's not making it go away, but controlling it. And then, and then finding a creative solution to the problem. Then, if they need to, how to flip that switch on to become like a cat who doesn't want to be held. But then, as you said, very, very adroitly, it's just as important to teach them how to flip that switch back off so that they can find the creative solution to the next level of their situation. Mm. And that's how this program pretty much works. Just, I don't think I mentioned it, but just to give you a little bit of insight into the science of scenario training, the reason why this stuff works is that we're covering three crucial components. One, we're training the brain so that we're giving people simple but effective problem-solving skills so they can find a creative solution to the problem. Then we're doing it in the body, where they physically do the skill sets in the scenarios. Watching a video, reading a book is helpful, but it has not proven substantially effective to be applicable effectively when you're in the tough spot. And then finally, we affect the emotions. Real simply, when we're adrenalized, when we get into that fear state and we're triggered, we flip down from our major part of our neocortex, our frontal lobe of the brain. We switch from that and we go down into the amygdala, which is the emotional brain center. It's a part of the limbic system, which explains why so many people respond emotionally instead of consciously and rationally. So what we're doing is, through our step-by-step process, we're giving them information in the brain, we're having them physically do it in a scenario, and in that scenario, we're tapping into their adrenaline. We're triggering a little bit of adrenaline stress, just enough for them to handle at that particular point, and then they have a successful outcome, and then we repeat the process over and over again, just increasing the stimulus as to whatever level they're ready. So that's the science of how this stuff works.
Wow. Wow. This is just wonderful. At a practical level, is there something for the listeners out there that you might offer, one thing that people can practice to be more safe from predators?
The only one thing I would say is, don't look like a victim when you're out in public and you're functioning in the world. You just do not want to look like a victim. My upbringing, I was an incredible victim. I was incredibly passive, and that's how I learned to survive. It wasn't a bad thing. It was my survival mechanism.
Ah.
Cool. Yeah, right after I got, a perfect example is right after I finished my weekend intensive, for the first time in my life, I actually took a plane, flew to meet my mom in Las Vegas, of all places, for her birthday. And it was like a day after I had taken the program. And for me, anytime I would walk down the street prior to that program, if somebody, creepy guy, would look at me, I would just automatically go into my passive demeanor, which is looking down and looking shy and being afraid. And I would draw those kind of people to me. Well, after taking that program, I went to Vegas, and for the very first time, I'm walking down the street, and some creepy guy would look at me, and I'd look right back at him, just looking at him, saying, "I see you," and they would drop their eyes, and they would walk away. So it was amazing. I was like, wow, this stuff really does work.
That is just huge. Thank you. So that, this is learnable in a few hours, to me. That you can teach this, so folks are going to be going, well, how can I take this course? How can I learn more about you?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple sources. One, I mean, Deborah and I, we travel around quite a bit, training instructor teams around the world. So we do have a website, fastdefense.com, FASTdefense.com. And on that site, we talk more about the program and how it works. And then there's also a place where people can find programs if they know someone in other parts of the world. for here locally, we have a site that's just for our Colorado Fast Defense, and that is fastcolorado.ning.com. fastcolorado.ning.com. And what we do is we keep we have a schedule there. We actually have, we need to reschedule classes right now. We've just gone through a batch, and we're about to re-up to redo that whole schedule. That's where you can find more. Also, we're very accessible via phone. My phone number is 720-256-3898, and you're more than welcome to call anytime you like.
Okay, would you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, the phone number?
Yes, the phone number and the website?
Yeah, you bet. Phone number is 720-256-3898. And the Colorado website is fastcolorado.ning.com.
Wow. Okay. This is good. We've got a few minutes, and I don't know if in your because we're talking about between the two of you, this is 40-plus years of experience. Can you share some of the most gratifying success stories?
Yeah, we've got an amazing success story from California. We taught a children's class, and our children's classes are about anti-bullying and anti-abduction. And a couple of years after we had taught that class, we got a letter from the father of one of the little boys who was in our class. He wrote us and said, my son almost got abducted yesterday, and he was able to use his skills that you guys had taught him. And he said he's in his bed sleeping tonight because of your program. Well, that's pretty priceless. You can't put a price on something like that. And we've got, I think, 4 successful stories of anti-abductions for little kids because of this program. And they learn it in 2.5 hours also. And we make it completely playful and make it easy for them to understand, but they know what they can do, and they're so innocent, and they're so clean, and they just dive into what you teach them. And these little guys are protecting themselves and getting out of potentially life-threatening situations, so we're very proud of that.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we have one that stands out. I mean, we have so many success stories. Most of our success stories are people who have been able to use the verbal defense instead of the, they don't even have to use the physical because the awareness and the verbal works so well. But one story that comes to mind, because it was a woman who took the same course that you did, where you recall we teach eye strikes. If you need to fight, just to use your fingers and poke the attacker in the eye.
Right.
Well, she was in an abusive situation. She was married to this man who was an alcoholic, and he was actually out drinking while she was taking the course. And you can kind of hear the conversation. They were probably, the little old lady's taking a self-defense course. And so apparently this guy's buddies put him up to going and challenging her. So he hid outside her front door in the bushes, their front door. And as she came in and put the key in the door, he came up and lunged at her. She turned and just went for the eye strike. She didn't even strike him with the eyes. She just yelled eyes and went for the motion. He reared back, fell back, knocked himself out. She was able to, from that situation, she got her stuff, got her child, left, and left the marriage.
Wow. Wow. Talk about how much do you have to practice to get this to work?
2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a. I'll let Deb tell a really cool story.
One last story. We went to Iowa and taught a bunch of disabled people in wheelchairs, and we absolutely had the best time ever because these people have experienced so many horrible things happening to them. I can't imagine somebody taking advantage of somebody that's disabled, but they deal with it probably more than we do on a daily basis. And this young girl had taken our program, and she was in the shower in her home taking a shower, and the neighbor guy was really drunk, got into her apartment, tried to attack her in the shower. She did exactly what we told her to do. She knocked him back, and he smacked his head on the wall and knocked himself out. She was able to call the police and get him arrested, and now he's in jail for attempted rape. So anybody can do it. You don't have to be strong or big or tough or anything. Anybody can do this program.
Wow. This is amazing. I just want to thank you, Bill. Thank you, Deborah, for all that you've been through and how you turned that into something that in a few hours can help us to literally make huge changes. And this probably costs, what, about like $500, $1,000 for the training?
Yeah, no, the price point is typically anywhere from $50 to $75. Actually, the kids' course is usually $25 to $35. So it's,
oh my God,
we try to make it as accessible as possible, and it's truly amazing what you can accomplish in just a couple of hours, how it can change your life.
Yeah, well, I highly recommend it, and I just thank you both so much. So, folks, go check out fastdefense.com or give Bill a call. Your phone number again, Bill?
Yeah, my phone number is 720-256-3898.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for all you're doing. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on our show. And just keep on.
Well, we really want to thank you for this opportunity, Ken, and thank you for all the good work you're doing. You've got a great program, and you're touching a lot of lives, so thanks for letting us be a part of it.
You're welcome. Well, Bill, Deborah, beloved listeners, until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now. Let